101 The Fox, Kansas City's classic rock station with a classic from Todd Rundgren on the Slacker Morning Show. 576-77FX, Todd Rundgren, along with some of his musical pals, Steve Lukather, Greg Rowley, Richard Page, Warren Ham, Greg Bassanet, and of course, Ringo Starr will be performing Saturday evening at Starlight Theater. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see that show, and we're going to be talking with Todd Rundgren as we continue the Slacker Morning Show right after these.
Slackers coming right back on 101 The Fox.
101 The Fox, Kansas City's classic rock station with the Slacker Morning Show. And Saturday night, Ringo Starr's All-Star Band will be at Starlight Theater. And one of those All-Stars is on the phone with me. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Todd Rundgren. Todd, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo. That's about as far as my Hawaiian goes. You'll be in town, of course, for the concert, but also hopefully get a chance to help out a fundraiser for your foundation, Spirit of Harmony. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a music-based effort. Mostly our goal is to get music education, make it as accessible as possible to younger, especially younger students starting early, and trying to get them into some sort of program that will be more than just sort of anecdotal, you know, that they will actually learn something about music, learn perhaps how to play an instrument. A lot of that goal is based on studies that have determined that if you do get some musical education when you're very young, it actually alters your brain in certain ways and gives you skills that actually have nothing to do with music later in life. So apparently if you only have like 1 year of early musical education, may not make a difference, but if you get 2 or 3 years of that, you will have gained essentially a new way of hearing things. Our mission is not really so much bestowing, you know, endowing programs with lots of money and things like that. We're really trying to knit together something of a network that is basically advocacy for music education. Try and get it into places where it is, and in the places where it is, help those people to survive, give them the ammunition that they need if, you know, their programs are for some reason in peril.
The legendary Todd Rundgren joining me on the phone. He'll be in town Saturday and performing on stage with Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band Saturday night at Starlight Theater. There are still a few tickets available for that show, but hopefully you'll be able to join the benefit for the grand opening of KC Music. All of that, of course, benefiting your foundation.
It would be great if it, you know, if we could make that work. I'm not the boss. And in that instance, I work for Ringo, and a lot of times we we'll like hub out of the city, so we'll fly in right before the sound check, do the sound check and the show, and then he's, you know, hops right back on the plane afterwards. So it's a great way to travel, but sometimes it doesn't leave us all, you know, much time to get to know the town that we're in.
Absolutely understand. And I know that you've got to get going, but I want to say before I let you go, I know you're not a big fan of much in the way of praise. We've had the opportunity, you and I, over the years to interview, but congratulations on the Les Paul Award. What an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the company that you're in is pretty remarkable. You know, it's not like, I call it a ceremony, but essentially there were a number of awards given out for, you know, technological achievements and things like that. It's like a little kind of technological Grammys show or something like that. But there was like Hal Bling was there and you know, other kind of George Clinton was there, you know, people who just kind of I'm in awe of, and to have to accept awards in front of them is very humbling, you know. Yeah, it was a real honor, one I hope I don't have to endure many times.
And finally, I know you're a Philly guy. You're going to be in Kansas City, and as you mentioned, I know it's tough. You don't get a chance to do a lot of things or eat a lot of places. We're a big barbecue place, but when I've been in
Philly,
I know
that, yeah.
Best cheesesteak, Jim's, maybe, South Street area?
Well, you know, Jim's on South Street is kind of, for most people visiting, it's the standard, because the other, you know, there's a couple of competing cheesesteaks.